Today's reading is in John chapter 11, starting in verse 17. John 11, verse 17. Now when Jesus came, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 2 miles off, and many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to console them concerning their brother. So when Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went and met him, but Mary remained seated in the house. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask from God, God will give you." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha said to him, "I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is coming into the world." When she had said this, she went and called her sister Mary, saying in private, "The teacher is here and is calling for you." And when she heard it, she rose quickly and went to him. Now Jesus had not yet come into the village, but was still in the place where Martha had met him. When the Jews who were with her in the house, consoling her, saw Mary rise quickly and go out, they followed her, supposing that she was going to the tomb to weep there. Now when Mary came to where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet, saying to him, "Lord, if you had been there, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who had come with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in his spirit and greatly troubled. And he said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Lord, come and see." Jesus wept. So the Jews said, "See how he loved him." But some of them said, "Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man also have kept this man from dying?" Notice that both of these women had the same response to Jesus, making that statement, "If you'd been here, my brother would not have died." They have faith in Jesus, and they don't doubt that he has the power. The statement is even made, "I know that whatever you ask from God, he will do." And in verse 23, his response to that is, "Your brother will rise again." Now Martha, when she hears that, she says, "I know he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day." I think that statement reveals that not only does she have great faith in Jesus and the things that he's been telling her, but she understands the idea of a resurrection that would come at the end. At this point, I don't think that it occurs to her that Jesus could raise him from the dead, or was going to raise him from the dead. Maybe "could" is not the right word, but I don't think that's where her mind is. Now that he's died, I think that she's accepted that and moved on past that. So it does not seem that she is thinking in those terms. And of course, in verse 25, he tells her, "I'm the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he dies, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?" Her response, "Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is coming into the world." In other words, her acceptance of who he is means that she accepts everything about him. She accepts everything that he says. That's a really true faith, and a faith that was what Jesus was looking for. The faith like those children that he was talking about, that they have that innocent trust. Now, I realize that I'm reading between the lines a little bit, but it seems to me that Mary is having a little tougher time with her brother's death than Martha is. And so she was still there at the home, still mourning in that situation, whereas Martha had gone out to see Jesus. So Martha goes back and tells Mary, "He's calling for you," and that's when she goes. It says she rose quickly and went to him. And so she goes to the same place where Martha had met him. The Jews don't really know where she's going. This is unexpected for her to leave the house during this mourning period. They figure she's going to the tomb. She's going to go there and weep over Lazarus. But that's not what she's doing. She comes to Jesus and she falls at his feet. And she makes the same statement, "Lord, if you'd been here, my brother would not have died." Jesus sees her weeping, sees everybody else weeping, and he's moved. He's moved with compassion. He's greatly troubled. And he said, "Where have you laid him?" They said, "Lord, come and see." And it says Jesus wept. Jesus knew the whole eternal fate of everybody. He knows, you know, the whole plan of God. He knows what happens when we die. Yet still we see this human side of him that's moved with emotion at this point. He weeps. He cries over what he sees with them and over his friend Lazarus. He knows that he's going to raise him from the dead, yet we still see him moved with emotion in this way. Now, it could be that he's moved with compassion over those that are mourning. Could be that he's not necessarily weeping over Lazarus dying because he knows that he's going to raise him from the dead. But I think that this gives us a little bit of insight to Jesus. We understand that Jesus is the intercessor. He's the one through whom we pray to God the Father. He is our avenue to him. And that he, you know, in that role of intercessor for us, in that role of being that avenue, that he cares for us. He cares about what's happening to us. He cares about how we feel. I think this reveals to us that when we hurt and grieve, Jesus has compassion on us in those circumstances. He does care. And even though we understand what eternal life means, and even though Jesus understands what eternal life means, we still have those moments of sadness and when we weep over things, we're grieved, and he's going to have that compassion on us. We can express those things and know that not only is he going to listen, he's going to care. And I think that's huge. That's huge for us. You know, grief and sadness are part of this existence for us. As long as we live in this physical body, we're going to have pain and sadness and grief. And that's part of the appeal of heaven, is to be able to leave those things behind. And Jesus sympathizes because he's been through it. He's lived through it. He knows what it means to live in the flesh and how that brings all of those griefs. And so he does sympathize. And that encourages me. It encourages me not only in my faith in terms of you know, believing and moving forward, but it encourages me to speak to him. It encourages me to express myself. Maybe today we can pray that we realize that compassion that Jesus has on us, and that strengthens our avenue of prayer and our faith in him. As always, I ask that you continue in prayer that God may be with us all during these times, and consider those that are ailing at this time, those that are dealing with this terrible virus.